Now then, word, the man said breathlessly. Don't make me cut your throat. She couldn't have said a word if she'd wanted to. His knee was frantically forcing her diaphragm off her throat, and she couldn't breathe. Let go of your wand, he said. Easy now, just let go of it. It was hard to obey. His grip on her wrist was hard enough to grind bones together. She forced her fingers to open, and the wand slipped out of them. Immediately, the man on top of her snatched it away and rose to his feet, grabbing the front of her cloak and yanking her to her feet as well. She gulped air and was prevented from doubling over only by her assailant's iron grip. Tears of pain were streaming down her cheeks. She couldn't say anything for a moment, then, eyeing the knife, decided she'd rather die quickly than with the soles of her feet cut off. She kicked desperately with her knee, followed by an attempt to stomp his feet, but he anticipated both motions and flung her to the ground. The impact knocked the breath out of her again.
You are one crazy girl, he said. Are you trying to make me kill you?
The moon was bright in the sky, so she could see the man's features. He had long black hair, a prominent nose and cheekbones, dark skin and a headband around his head. Definitely Native American, but he was not John Mambolito.
You're not going to kill me?
She said, dazed. She could feel her wand lying only a yard away and started to roll toward it, only for the man's heavy boot to pin her shoulder painfully against the ground.
You sure make it tempting, he said. Is that what aurors do where you're from? Here in Denata, we don't kill damn fool kids if we can help it. You give me one more bit of trouble, though, and I'll put a transfiguration on you that you didn't learn in your Bilagana school.
Aurors?
Alexandra repeated, feeling as foolish as she had at the library, with a lot more injury added to insult.
You're an auror?
And me Tootsie, he said. Denata Auror Authority. And you're under arrest.
End of chapter 23.